truly a gift from the Lord. And parents, we believe that you are the gift of the Lord to that child as well. So we're glad to have you here with this expectation. It's exciting to see families come and to ask the elders of the church to pray over their children and over their lives. And that will be done a little later on in the service. And then in just a moment, we'll see a DVD that's been put together. And there'll be some gifts that will be given. And I need to thank the women's ministry for putting that together and this program together, especially Vanna McIntosh. And special thanks to Emily. Emily. Danielle Shelton. Got it, Danielle. Had it written down, but I didn't have the notes here. Danielle Shelton for putting the DVD that you'll see in just a few moments. But I want to just to take just a few minutes to remind parents and grandparents of our responsibilities in that part of grace ourselves. Because you are, like I said, God's gift to that child. So I would like to just say about four things very briefly. Number one, I'd like to encourage you to teach them that this world, including you and everything in it, is God's. Isn't it so sweet when you ask a little child and you've been teaching them, who made the world? And you know what they say? God did. And you can say that to anything, and they know that God did. But as they grow up, they begin to take attitudes from others that somehow God is in heaven and we're on the earth. And sometimes the only place that we connect is in places like this, in church. Or maybe at special times of year like Christmas or Easter. That's when we get very religious. But let me exhort you, because you are God's gift to that child. And they will take from you the attitude that God is with us always. That God dwells in our bodies through His presence, the Holy Spirit. And that God connects with us in our hearts and in our minds, because we have been transformed by His Spirit. So this morning, I'm going to ask you to remember that you are God's gift to that child, in reminding him that God's place is here with us, not just in heaven above. Secondly, I'd like to remind you not to be overly spiritual with your child. Now, what do you mean by that, preacher? What I mean is that sometimes we think of faith. Faith and faithfulness is about right thinking in the Lord. Now, I'm all for right thinking. But if we believe that right thinking is knowing the Lord, we are very confused. We need to understand that the Lord deals with us body, mind, and soul. And so as Paul said in Romans 12, we present our bodies as living sacrifice to God. Faithfulness then is not just a matter of knowing the right things, but making God an ever-present reality in our lives, so that what we do and say is a response to His faithfulness. When Abraham heard the call of God, leave your country, leave your kin. How tragic that must have been for the kin that heard that call. But Abraham was certain that God spoke to him, and the scripture says that Abraham believed God, and it was credited to him for righteousness. But I think that also the scripture teaches us that Abraham's faith was evident as he got up and he walked, perhaps even stumping his toe on some of those roads, as he had desperate attempts to get to who knows where. I started to say God knows where, but that would be absolutely true, wouldn't it? God knows where. And Abraham said, I'm going, and God knows where I'm going. So let them know that not just believing God, but through the actions we make. And I believe that if you teach them that way, they will have to ask the question, where did I come to faith? Where did I know? And we might have to even say, it's hard to really know. Because in your heart, mind, and soul, you've received our instruction, you received practices of faith that you came to believe, and then you put in your life all the time. And you as parents and grandparents will see that action put in their lives. Thirdly, I'd like to ask you to remind that learning Jesus is about being an apprentice. Has anyone ever become a great musician overnight without training? Or maybe a stonemason or some other person like that? People learn not just by watching, but by hearing and by seeing you. So in a sense, you are the person that they are learning from. Don't take that lightly. And remember also that much learning is made by making mistakes. Isn't that the way you become an expert? So God is not the God of the perfect people. He is the God of people who make mistakes. And He is the one that makes us perfect through Jesus Christ. And fourthly, remind them that it's never too late to turn to God. If we stray away, if we ever make mistakes, and we do, always remind them, just like your love will never fail as a parent or a grandparent, God's love never fails either. He reaches out to us. So with that exhortation to you in mind, it's now time for us to turn our attention to these children that were born as we watch about 5.5 minutes of this video, and then following that, the elders will come up and give the dedication.
I have a maker. He formed my heart before even time began. My life was in His hands. He knows my name.
Jesus, my heart is declare that you've called me your own. There's no place I'd rather be than in your arms of love. In your arms of love. Holding me still, holding me near, in your arms.
This is family time, as Russ talked about this morning. And, because of Jesus Christ, we're family. And we've never had 13 babies before. This is, y'all bring lunch? to kind of expedite things. And we want as much of family as here to come, extended family. We want you to be part of this. We're going to call up about three families at a time, have one family stand here, one family in the middle, and one at the end, and that will kind of help us speed up the process, but we don't want to speed up too much. I'm sure as you watch the video, many of you were able to pick out the most beautiful child without any problem, and we also know that there may be accidents and screaming involved in this process, and that may be from us because we're pretty confused. So. but this is family time, and family's messy, so we're okay with that. But the first group we would like to come up, and then some of the children aren't here this morning. We want to pray over them as well. But we'd like the family of John David Aston to come up and be right here on the end. In the middle, we like Kate Addison Bryan's family to come. And here comes Cindy with the camera. This is good. Come to the center, Brian family. And then Caleb Luke Crouch on the far end. And also we're going to mention Asher Joe Denman, the Denman's grandchild, who is not able to be here today, but we want to dedicate that child as well.
We told you it might be messy.
So, Doug, you're the representative of the family.
Correct.
That's good. I noticed as the pictures were up there, lots of grandmas and grandpas. Did you all notice that? Not
yes.
Mamas and daddies, but grandmas and grandpas. Just forgive us for that. Convey these words then to Jason and to Heather. Okay. We're proud of the family. We're proud of the family. I wish that I could look into Heather's eyes right now because I know how much she wanted to be a mama. and how well she's going to do at that. And I would say to she and to Jason, in the particular field that he has chosen and they have chosen, evidently that it's going to be quite a chore to keep priorities as they should be. But thank you for your being their representative. Convey these feelings to them and our love to them as a church family, and for them to remember that we singled out this day. We'll remember it and they remember it, okay?
All right. You know, there are, hey. words are not needed, are there, just to celebrate with arrivals and new arrivals. You know, to say to you guys, I think as people, we all crave the prayers of our brothers and sisters. And just in getting ready for today, I've just been reminded how you guys were covered in prayer so much with the birth and the raising of this young man and the expectation of this young lady here. And so it's okay just to receive prayers, isn't it? She loves it, doesn't you? she doesn't have a clue what I'm saying, or maybe she does. But anyway, Kate, it's good to have you stand before us this morning. And good to have you stand with your family, your extended family. It's just sweet to stand in a group like this. We have a gift for you, and I just want you to take that and accept that with our love. And as Ray's going to pray in just a few minutes, we want to just pray over you guys and bless your family to raise this young lady and the son just in God's favor and his wisdom and his love so that she will know love very well from you through her Heavenly Father. So thank you. All right, y'all look over here. Look over here.
I'm in front of you. I'm sorry.
That's all right.
Okay, okay. Probably she wants her picture made again. And this is Caleb Luke, right? All right. Caleb, hi, buddy. You going to put on a good show for us, too? Yeah. He did in the video, didn't he? He looked really good in the video. As we stand with you guys, and I feel like we are just a part of your family, and as we've gotten to love and know each of you, and the five of you now, we just welcome you into our family. We welcome this young man into our church family, into our spiritual family, and we have a gift for you, and we just want you to know that, Maddie, you going to hold that for us? All right, it's not for you now. Okay? And we just want you to receive the richest of our Lord's blessings possible, the wisdom that you will need from him, the strength, the patience, the endurance to raise three children, now this third one. And I know as he watches you guys and the love that you have for your father, that he will grow in that same love and wisdom. So Ray is going to pray with us now. Yes? And Asher is not with us today, but we did want to mention Asher Joe Denman, and we have proud grandparents here, and they chose just to stay seated this morning, but we just want to remember John and Kate as they raise and welcome their second child into this world, and we have a picture? No. Oh, they're on the phone. All right. Hey, brother, sister. Hey, youngin. We do want you to know, too, the Denman family, so they're into that phone, that we will pray for you and your child as we stand together this morning. And also a special prayer. We understand that Asher may be having some difficulties with his neck and that he's been to see some doctors, physicians for that, and he's going to be going through some therapy and some rehab. And we want to continue to remember Asher as he heals, as his body heals, and he becomes stronger. And Johnny Kay, we just wish you were here for us to lay our hands on you and just join with you and just calling our Father's blessings on you as parents as you raise this child. So we love you and would love for you to be standing here with us. So hi, guys. And thank you guys for being with us. We love each and every one of you. and look forward to these days ahead together as family.
Let's pray together. Holy Father, we lift these four children and their families up to you, and we thank you for them. Father, this is a day in which we look back at the legacy of faith that you have placed in our families. We look at your divine plan of how you have designed it to use families to raise children and to lead them to a knowledge of you. And we just look at these families and we are grateful. We are thankful for that legacy of faith, for the desire of each one to be here this morning and present their child before you to be part of your family. And Father, we're so thankful. We're thankful that Doug and Diane wanted to do this, for Heather's faith and Jason's faith and for their lives. We're so thankful for the Bryans. And Father, with the tremendous fear and tough journey they've had in having children, and that you've protected them and that you've blessed them. And we're just so thankful for Kate, and just lift her up to you and for her life to be a true shining light for you, Father. And we lift up Caleb. We're so thankful for this family, for their faith, for their trust in you, and for their beautiful children. And Father, we're thankful for John and Kate, and for Asher Joe, and for the life that we know you are going to give them through their faith in Jesus Christ. Father, when we see children, we're reminded that all things are possible. And when we think of you, we know that is true. And Father, we just ask your blessing on them. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
We would like to go ahead and call up the next three families, and that's the family of Calix Goins, the family of Isabella Hennessy, and the family of Aiden Kiesling. Y'all would come on up and stand.
We just want to welcome you all up here and feel so blessed that you want to share this day with us, that you want to be here for this child. And it's as much as for the child, for the parents and grandparents and brothers and sisters as it is for the child. And so we just thank you so much for coming. We just love that Calix is going to be a part of this congregation, a part of this family. We just thank Melissa for loving and caring for this child. We want to thank Pat and Scott for embracing and loving this child and bringing it into the family. As I think I'm boring the child. Is it nap time? I will speed this up then. But thank you so much, and we do want to pray for the family and for lifting this child up, but basically for the commitment that you all have made by coming forward and saying that this is a child that I want to raise as a child of God, and to let him know God in a personal and very important way, so that he'll grow up knowing God and not sometime in the future have to learn about God.
I have a lot of connections with this family. The grandparents and my family go way, way back, and both personally and in the Lord.
We have a few high school days together, Wes. Yeah, we won't tell about those. But anyway, we been through a lot, and then had the pleasure of having Leslie work with us for a long time, and we will forever be connected in a sweet way. And just to see your family growing, and for you wanting to be a part of God's family is such a blessing, and we thank you all for being here today. And you know, isn't it amazing? You get this grandchild, and it just pulls everything together, and it draws our hearts together. And that faith starts way back in the legacy that comes down. Thank you for that. Thank you for being here, each of you. We're blessed by it.
I've known this family for a long time as well, and have grown to love them and to watch the grandparents now raise their children and watch the girls grow up, and what beautiful girls that you have. And now then, we're starting with the boys. This is a new experience for this family. And for Kelsey, and we just want to thank you so much for coming this morning and committing and saying that my child, I want him to know God as we raise him up, and to know that we love you, that we want to support you as part of this family as we can. We want you to know that you have your other family up here with you, that they're saying that they're going to be with you to help. And with a small child, it takes a family to raise. Fortunately, that way I get to see Blake more. And I think that as you will share this love with the grandparents, with you, the brothers and sisters and aunts, and we just want to lift this child up in prayer, and to lift you and your up in prayer, and this whole family in prayer. And I think we have something. Nope, I think I got the wrong one. We'll get the right one for you. Yes, sir.
I'd like to make a little correction here. This is, I have three daughters and never had a son. Now I have six grandsons, and this is my great grandson. So we've got seven sons, really. And we appreciate it. Yeah, I'm going on 55. Yes.
Thank you. Let's pray together. Father, we stand as family. We stand as your children. We, as extended family, as church family, Father, we ask that we give ourselves in a way that we can show the love of your Son to these families, to these children, these new children. Father, we call on your strength and your presence, your blessing in these three families, your presence, that they may allow you to guide them, to direct their steps. Father, that they may draw on you for the love and the wisdom that you want so much to fill these children's lives and hearts, to have them molded, to have them trained, to have them built up in your love. Father, as parents, as grandparents, and even as Roy reminded us, as great-grandparents, Father, this is beautiful to see family stand together. Father, it's even more beautiful to see them stand together and call on you. I acknowledge and applaud them for that kind of heart. Thank you. Father, we thank you for the beauty of life. We also thank you for the difficulty of life. But we thank you that all through that you are there, you are steadfast, and you are just waiting to be called on. So thank you for this moment. We pray this through Jesus. Amen.
I thought it appropriate as we began this service, and Tommy was leading us in singing, God deliver us. And then what would we sing? I never felt that any more strongly than I did knowing what was going to take place up here, because I need help. We all need help, us men do up here. Now we want to call the Luke family, Laura, Jacques, and all grandparents. We have the McCamey family. Where are we?
It's going to have to be Jeff.
Pardon? Well, okay, good. Well, okay, they do get that way. Remember, this is family. And then Rademacher family. Where are we? Come on. Come on. Who's coming forward here? Come on, Christy. The little ones, and come on through here. Come on. Come on. Thank you for coming up here.
Well, we're so glad to have y'all here this morning. So glad to have you part of our family here. And Laura and a lot of us go way, way back. And Kathy's faith has been such an inspiration to all of us through the years, and just the way you serve and in your job and everything you do. And we're just blessed by your family. And I know that, Jacques, you and Laura being together is a long story and is a beautiful story. And I know Laura sees God's providence in that in a lot of ways. And certainly justice is that unexpected, wonderful gift that comes long after the first child. And we know a little bit about that. But we have been so blessed by justice being in our midst, and we're so thankful you're here with us today. Thank you.
Thank you.
Our next family is one I wasn't sure I was going to get through very well anyway. So Micah is sick this morning. They have, as my daddy used to say, the can't help it's in the bound to. So we didn't want to inflict that on everybody. But, you know, you always hear how people talk about grandchildren, how wonderful they are, and you think they're stupid till you have one, and then you're just as stupid as they are. But Micah is a special child. He has amazing hair that that does just what it wants to do. His name, Micah, means who is like the Lord. One of my favorite prophets. I'm so thankful that's his name. The probably our most familiar and to me the most important passage from Micah is Micah 6:8, which says, "And what does the Lord require of you? To act justly and to love mercy and to walk humbly with your God." That would be our prayer for Micah, that he do that. And we're so thankful for him. We wish he could be here this morning. Oh, are they on the phone? They're listening. Good. We love you guys. You know that. And everyone else here does too. Thank you. And Eli, we've already dedicated him, but we'll dedicate him again. So that's good.
Thank you, Ray. Well, he'd already listened to me the first time, so he's asleep. So maybe I was kind of boring. But I've learned that you never wake up a child. If you'll only wake him up one time, and then you'll realize next time you're going to let him sleep all the way. But I'm so glad to be up here with Christy and her family. I get to see Christy and know her a little bit better about every 4 weeks when I get a haircut. And so I find out a lot about Christy and a lot of the community, really. I think at the beauty shop is where you're supposed to learn these things, isn't it? No, Christy, I have just loved being able to go in and talk to Christy because I know her heart. I know that she just has a heart, has a compassion, and I know she wants to serve God. And by her coming up here today, just says volumes about her desire to raise all these children to know God. To raise them so that they will be able to be an influence in the community, in their families. Uh-oh, he's waking up. I may have said something too much. But we just want to lift you all up in prayer this morning and to let you know that we love you, that we want to support you in every way that we can, for you to know that God loves you and that... And so many times when you're looking for something, that he'll be there. And we want to be there for you too. And thank you for coming.
We're going to pray for you family members. Thank you for being up here with us. Thank you. Let's pray together. Father, we say thank you for families. We place the little ones in front of us. We have Justice. We have Micah. We have little Rodemaker, and just thank you for these reminders here, Father, of what's important. You give us these little ones to remind us of your love and care for all of us. I pray that these mothers and fathers will bestow this love upon these specific children. And in doing that, Father, they and we will be reminded of this love that you have for each of us. Bless these little ones that we place in front of you right now, Father, and let it be a day that the parents, as well as, again, we remember a day of dedication, of placing them in front of you for them to be in your service. Thank you for them, Father, and for this day. In the name of Jesus is our prayer prayed. Amen.
I apologize if I embarrassed Christy for what I said. It wasn't Christy, it was the other people in the shop. Freely talk. We would like to ask the family of Grace and Eli Sadler, Lily Ashley Swoop, and I may have mispronounced that, Azaya. Now I can get this one, Jet Edward Trussler.
My words to this family, blood family, and friends for a long, long time. Young man that I love dearly, and a young lady that I've watched for a long time too, and thankful now, your mama. Yes. Grayson. Family coming together, a blended family. You all know this, we know this. It takes extra work, but you're the folks that can do it. You can. I watched this young man and his brother hug and kiss on this little one. It did so much good. It really did. It really did. You all shower this child with love just like you've been showered. You show her that love, you show him that love, and he'll get the best lesson. I'm thankful that you all brought this child in front of us. Thankful that you're part of our family, and let's continue to be that way. Here's the gift. It goes to Mama. All right.
Hey, guys.
Dan, I guess you're not kin to these folks. You're kin to everybody else here, but I don't know. Who knows? Hey, yeah, this thing, yeah. Okay. And this is Lily, right? Now, Isaiah, that is beautiful. What does Isaiah, where does that, is that family?
Well, it's it comes from Kings. Isaiah was the assistant to King Josiah, and the name means God has created you for a purpose.
All right. Beautiful. Well, we just stand. I'm sorry. Okay, I won't touch. You ain't been around here long enough, okay? just stand with family and stand with our Heavenly Father and just to welcome this young lady into this world and into the love that you guys have created because of our Father. Thank you for your words in Sunday school this morning. I just was moved and touched and have gotten to know your family a little bit through you guys. And just to see you guys stand here together is good. So I know that she will be blessed richly. She can't avoid our Heavenly Father, can she? She's just surrounded by Him. And so I'm thankful for that. We have a gift for you. And so take that and remember this day. So thank you guys. And welcome to Manchester. Yeah.
And I need a gift to give these folks. Is it back there? Here. Yes, it is. First, the explanation. From whence does Jet, the name Jet, come?
Actually, so this was your daughter.
I didn't know. You know I didn't know. I wouldn't have asked probably if had I known.
And it means very loud and makes has lots of exhaust.
I was thinking of a way to introduce this family. The words are here. It's an interesting way to blend the Trussler and the Henley family. Thank you folks in the back for being up here with this family. As you look out through here, this is the family that this child is being dedicated into, and we are placing ourselves in your service, and you in turn, standing behind here, are doing the same. Jet, I feel the same way. I do. Thank each one of you for being up here. As I said to Doug in conveying to Jason, you all have chosen a busy lifestyle. Don't let that get in the way of what needs to be done in this child's direction. You'll have to make choices. If you make them, make them. Do the right thing for the child. You all were done right by, so give it to this child. Yes. Jerry, are you the prayer?
Yes.
Shall we pray? Father, we just feel like that you must be pleased in looking down and seeing your children coming and the families coming and presenting these children and dedicating themselves to wanting their family, wanting them to grow up, knowing you, knowing your blessings, Father, and also looking for your support and direction. Father, we just pray that these parents, as they raise these children, that they look inside these children and see the potential that they have, whether they're going to be a jet or a helicopter, Father. Just pray that these parents will be able to raise the children so that they'll be their own self, but their own self in loving and in knowing you. Father, thank you so much for being with us and in this presentation, and just allow them to know you and see you in everyday life and in the midnight feedings and all of the different parts of raising children that they're there, and just to let them know that out of all the things in this world, the most important thing and the most beautiful thing that we have is our family and the thing that we need the most. Father, this we pray in your Son's name. Amen.
this has been a special day, and we're just thankful that that all these families have been here and participated in just reminding us and reminding each of the families that we need to work daily to raise our children in the admonition of the Lord. And just pray that as we teach and mentor these children, that we'll be reminded that we teach and mentor each other, because we are all flawed and we need mentoring and teaching all of our life. Anyway, just thank you all and appreciate you being here. Have a few announcements before going. And I do want to thank Danielle and Vanna again for the wonderful job that they did to helping put this together. We thank you guys very much. We have birthdays. We have Taylor Duggan, Jan Young, Diane Vaughn, and Robert Johnson. Now, I heard something about Jan. It's actually Jan Caldwell is who that should be. And Jan is celebrating, according to Franklin, a special birthday this year. And I see if I get this right. It's your 40th, isn't that right, Jan? It's the 40th, the 10th time. So we want to wish all these folks a happy birthday, and Jan particularly a 40th, special 40th birthday for her. Let's sing happy birthday to them at this time. Happy birthday to you, happy birthday to you, God bless you all. Happy birthday to you, we love you with the love of God.